Grace, mercy, and peace to each one of you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Would you please bow your head with me? We thank you for your word, dear Father, and we pray now that you would keep your promise that it will not return to you void, but it will work in our hearts and our minds. In Jesus' name, amen. There are certain times when we face situations that are kind of intimidating. No doubt you have faced intimidating circumstances before, maybe moving into a new area where you didn't know anybody, maybe you had to attend a new school. Boy, that's intimidating. I've done that a couple times in my life. Maybe more than a couple, maybe four or five, I don't know. Anyway, but quite a few times. Maybe coming to college just 9 months ago for some of you. Maybe that was intimidating. For other people, it might have been, might have evoked a lot of joy instead of being intimidation. But for some people, things like that are very intimidating. Maybe it's been a job interview, or maybe you're facing one just in a week or two, a job interview, and you find that kind of thing is intimidating. Maybe it's been a hospital stay or doctor's appointment and you didn't know what you were going to hear. All of those things are kind of intimidating. They can evoke fear. They can evoke that sick, hollow feeling in the pit of our stomach sometimes, and I've experienced that many times. One reason I think that those times are uncomfortable is that we don't know the outcome. We don't know what they're going to be ahead of time. Of course, we can't see the future, and we don't know if those kinds of things are going to be, turn out to be friendly circumstances or unfriendly circumstances. The unknown is always a little scary to us, I think, sometimes. But another reason they are uncomfortable is that it seems like oftentimes when we face those kinds of situations, seems like we face them alone. Maybe you felt that way. Maybe you've had a situation and you thought it was just you alone and your situation, whatever it was. And we face those things from time to time. And when you see yourself alone like that, I think, at least to me, I see myself in this glaring light of this situation that is overwhelming to me, and I can seem to be very small. Maybe you've sensed that in your situations, just a sense of being so small in the light of that situation. And our Bible passage for this morning has something to say to us about those situations. Because you know what? You don't face those situations alone. You've got a shepherd who faces those situations with you and for you on your behalf. And our Bible passage for this morning is found in the Old Testament passage, book of Isaiah, chapter 40, and verses 1 through 10. And here's what we read. Behold, the Lord God shall come with a strong hand. Some translations say he will come with might, and his arm shall rule for him. Behold, his reward is with him and his work before him. He will feed his flock like a shepherd. He will gather the lambs with his arms or in his arms and carry them in his bosom and gently lead those that are with young. It means nursing mothers, nursing their little sheep. He will gently lead them. And that's our passage. It's the word of God for this morning that we want to meditate on. And it enumerates for us two characteristics of our shepherd. The first is that he is mighty. And the second is that he is gentle. And you should think about those two characteristics of God like we think about a Reese's peanut butter cup, right? Two great tastes that taste great together. Remember that old commercial, peanut butter and chocolate, and they go so great together. Well, these two characteristics of God, in fact, actually, all the characteristics of God go great together, of course. Well, first let's look at verse 10 for just a moment. That very first sentence, "Behold, the Lord God will come with might." And so the shepherd that is mentioned in verse 11 is revealed to us in verse 10 as Almighty God himself. So our shepherd is Almighty God. And you know what? That has to have brought into the minds of the people when Jesus was around, and he called himself the Good Shepherd. He said, "Behold, I am the Good Shepherd." That must have conjured up some thoughts in the minds of the people who heard him say that, because some of them, no doubt, had these passages memorized. And no doubt in their mind, they're thinking, he's not saying what I think he's saying, is he? Jesus couldn't be saying that he's God, could he? And of course, he was. He was saying that he was Almighty God. And that's a neat thing, because you can take comfort in that passage. Because that means this, that when Jesus died for your sins on the cross, his payment was big enough to pay for them all. Not only yours, but mine and everybody else's. And that's why St. Paul can say with such assurance that there is no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. I like the translation that says there's not one condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. It really emphasizes that, doesn't it? There's not one single sin left on your record that wasn't paid for by the Lord Jesus, because his payment was big enough, because he is God himself. God made that payment himself, and there's nothing that he didn't pay for in your life. That thought is worth pondering for a moment. Because I'll tell you something, by the time I was 20 years old, by the time I was the age of most of you, I had already committed a mountain of sin. Sins of selfishness, of greed, of lust, shading the truth. I'd committed them all. And I wonder if you were to examine your life, if you might also realize that you have committed a mountain of sin. And here's the neat thing, that you have a shepherd that is mighty enough to move mountains, even a mountain of sin. And he did that with his own life and then his own death upon the cross. He removed every sin, so there's not a single one on your record. There is no condemnation for you. What a great comfort that is. But your shepherd not only moves mountains of sin, but he has also pledged to help you and me through the difficulties of this life. What did he say? He said, "Call upon me in the day of trouble," and what? "And I will deliver you." The New Testament says, "If God spared not his own son, but gave him up for us all, how will he not also along with him give us all things?" And he means all those things that are for our benefit. So you have a shepherd who will hear you when you call, and he is mighty enough to answer. But all those promises that he would answer prayer, that he will deliver you in times of trouble, that he will save your soul, that he will take you to heaven when you die, all of those would be empty promises were it not for his omnipotent power to carry it out. So be glad for his omnipotence. Sometimes we're kind of afraid of his omnipotence, you know, and we ought to be, right? Fear and love God. We ought to fear him, but then that omnipotence also works on your behalf. How wonderful that is. And when we think of the divine characteristics of God, you know, some of us learned those in our confirmation class, the characteristics of God, that he's omnipotent, omniscient, and omnipresent, and all of the others, right? We ought not think of those just as, they're just facts. They're just facts about God. We ought not think of it that way, because those very characteristics that make God who he is, he graciously uses those characteristics for you, on your behalf, tending to the needs of his sheep. And so that is the first characteristic in these verses, that God is mighty. Our shepherd is mighty. And then the second characteristic is this, that he is gentle. Listen to that description. In his arms he will gather the lambs. And he will carry them in his bosom. And it pictures him lifting up his robe like this and plopping the lambs down inside as he scoops them up so he can carry them with him right next to him. Isn't that neat? That's a neat picture, isn't it? He will gently lead those that are with young. That whole description is tenderness. And so isn't that interesting that God not only deals omnipotently with your situation when you call upon him, but he also does it gently. I mean, he could just bash things around with his almighty power and wipe us out in the process, but he doesn't do that. He deals gently with his sheep. Praise God for his tenderness. Praise him for his omnipotence, for it is tempered by his tenderness. And it is in his loving tenderness that he moves to be gracious to a sinful flock of sheep like us. I'd like to just mention something for those who are going to graduate pretty soon. Some of you already know what you're going to be doing when you graduate, and some of you guys in seminary, you know too what you're going to be doing, but you don't really know what you're going to be doing. You just know you've got a job lined up, and then maybe there are others who don't have anything lined up yet, and the future is very uncertain for you. Just remember, you've got a shepherd, and so do you. You've got a shepherd, and he will carry the lambs that are too weak to keep up. Will he not carry you? And he will lead the mother goats that are nursing babies, the mother sheep that are nursing babies, so gently that they can stay up with him. Will he not also lead you? Of course. That's why this passage is written. That's what he's saying. And so either way, don't let it frighten you. You have no need to fear the future. Fear not, Jesus said. How many times did he say that? Fear not. For I am with you. I will uphold you with my righteous right arm. May God grant it for you and for me. May we trust him. Amen.